Let's make this very clear. We choose life. Attention of the High Courts required. August 27, 2021. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Chief Laverne Fast Horse may have chosen death for the native tribes of this country and traded the labor bonds of his people away for gold, but we have not agreed to any such deal. Our people are owed their lives and land and time and their freedom, and nobody has any right to trade any of those rights away in their names. Nobody. Ever. I am the fiduciary for this country and I didn't authorize any trade of blood for money. Those who have executed this agreement have done so only for themselves and those who have agreed to be represented by them. We maintain our independence and our unalienable rights, including our right to life and freedom unfettered by any foreign administration whatsoever. We are disappointed by these actions and we are appalled to find that the exhortation to choose life was ignored. We grieve for our brethren who stand to be harmed by this foolishness, and we regret that Satan has been given a foot back in the door. But we are resolved that this will not pass unchallenged and unrebutted, and we are determined that all claims against our time on earth are hereby extinguished once and forevermore. Not a hair on our heads can be harmed, and we are holding the door open for all those who have the good sense and courage to choose life, first, last, and always. Chief Fast Horse assures us that the labor bonds have been destroyed, but he didn't oversee their destruction and did not witness them being burned or otherwise rendered destroyed. He believes that because they were paid for with gold that they are no longer active and viable, but he has been deceived. He has unwittingly allowed these evils to continue, at least for his people. Not for ours. We continue to claim the right to possess and settle those bonds attached to Americans, other than those few that Chief Fast Horse represents, so that those bonds can never be used to enslave anyone or promote any benefit of enslavement again. Any possession of those bonds is illegal. Any trading of those bonds is illegal. Any use of gold received in exchange for those bonds is profit from crime and cannot be used for any purpose by any individual or organization whatsoever, without the same individuals and organizations being tainted by the fraud and crimes that resulted in the profit. The only way for those bonds to be settled is for them to be returned to the lawful government for settlement. The only way for the crime to end is for those bonds to be settled and destroyed by the lawful government. I have repeatedly told everyone concerned that this is an urgent issue and that it can only be handled in a specific way by specific authorities, which do not include the U.S. military and don't include Chief Fast Horse, either. More backward fumbling and misadministration and ignorance and misplaced ego notwithstanding, leaves us still paralyzed and at loggerheads throughout the world, and all because the sons of Adam, who have no dog in the fight and no role to play as a result of their own idiocy and lack of accountability, continue to interject themselves in inappropriate ways. Those bonds must be returned immediately to the Office of the Fiduciary of the United States of America. The gold that Chief Fast Horse accepted on our behalf is subject to return to sender, and is returned with demand for restitution. We choose life. Anyone who wants to lose his life in exchange for some pretty metal can do so, but as the fiduciary of this country, I am in possession and in legal and lawful ownership of all assets of the land and on the land, and I choose life for those in my care, as any prudent man would. So said, so signed, so sealed on this 26th day of August 2021. By Anna Maria Reisinger. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.